WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Motorists around Consolidated High School have to deal with new speed limits and school zones. Both were approved by the College Station City Council at its last meeting and are now in effect. Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says the school district made the request after a student was injured at Welsh and 2818. Councilman James Benham wanted additional crosswalks on Welsh and to tell students to use them.
And they could be ticketed for not using them, because they are creating a public safety hazard by crossing anywhere they want on the street, which happens. I mean, if any of us who have been by there have seen it.
Gilman told Benham that adding 24-hour flashers to mid-block crossings would be forgotten by drivers.
Right now we have two mid-block crossings in the city that have lights that flash all the time, and very few people can tell us where those are located because people are just so accustomed to seeing them.
They tend to ignore them if they're there all the
exactly.
time.
A map of the reduced speeds is online at WTAW.com. Police say there will be a two-week grace period before tickets are issued. Weekend rains washed out sections of two farm-to-market roads in Washington County. The TxDOT office in Bryan reports the locations are on 2193 between Highways 105 and 1155 and on 1155 in the old Washington-on-the-Brazos area near the Brown Tavern. Pictures are online at WTAW.com. For the second straight year, rain washed out the Saturday night concert at the Texas Reds Festival. However, save your wristbands, because Steve Warner and John Conley will be performing at a date yet to be determined. Scott & White is now part of the largest not-for-profit health system in the state. The governing boards of Scott & White and Baylor Healthcare Systems have completed their merger. Since the initial announcement 10 months ago, the value of the combined organization has risen $600 million to $8.3 billion. There is a 16-member board with an equal number of representatives from each group governing the operations of 43 hospitals, more than 500 patient care sites, and the Scott & White Health Plan, covering more than 6,000 physicians and 34,000 employees. Cooler temperatures mean it's time again for flu season. Julie Anderson with the Brazos County Health Department says it might seem a little early for flu shots, but there's no reason to wait.
The CDC says it's time to be working on your immunity, because when we get immunized, it takes about 2 weeks to gain our full immunity from the flu shot.
She also reminds listeners of the common sense to stay home when feeling ill, wash hands frequently, and cover up when sneezing. Meanwhile, BCHD's Mark Johnson says weather and bird populations were working in our favor this year to prevent West Nile virus.
Last year set up perfectly for a large outbreak to occur, and this year we've dodged the bullet in a lot of those cases.
As for other animal-related illnesses, although there have been reported anthrax infections in an antelope herd in Edwards County, Johnson says there haven't been any cases in Brazos County. College Station school board members at their last meeting decided to improve school accountability to the community. Superintendent Eddie Colson says this will be done by assessing student performance alongside high-stakes state-required tests. He says the action is directly related to Governor Rick Perry's veto of a bill that would have provided for such assessment.
Instead of the consortium working on this, individual school districts now are beginning to work on this. The governor can veto the bill, but he can't veto our will to do what we know is right. I would say the veto has confirmed, or I don't know, spurred us on to really get after this work, even more so maybe than before.
Colson says the one-size-fits-all testing approach is not working, and colleges don't care about the STAR test. He says it's up to the district to independently examine what this community needs and clearly report about students' performances. The first month has been completed in two campaigns managed by United Way, the Brazos Valley. Spokesman Don Dickinson says the state employee charitable campaign at approximately $323,000 is about halfway to its goal.
It's tracking along a little bit better than last year. The goal for the state employee charitable campaign, I believe, is about $625,000. We expect to receive results all the way through about mid-November.
The seven-county community campaign, which continues until after Thanksgiving, is ahead of last year at this time, which was $225,000. The goal, $785,000, is 3% more than last year.
Right now, we're tracking a little bit ahead of where we were this time last year, and so I'm confident that it's going to be, you know, it's going to be finishing up pretty strong.
Dickinson says there is still time to host campaign presentations. Contact the United Way office for more information. Those trained to help Texans navigate the new federal health law told state officials on the eve of the rollout that Governor Rick Perry was wrong to insist they receive more training and undergo stricter background checks. Democrats and navigators told officials with the Texas Department of Insurance that the new requirements appeared political and needless. Despite the hearing, stakeholders were planning for today's rollout of Obamacare as scheduled. And the prospects of Texas turning blue has the state's senior U.S. senator seeing red. It's inspired a new ad from John Cornyn's reelection campaign called Keep It Red.
Texas is now a blue state.
It's official. The Democrat-controlled legislature in Austin just passed the state's first income tax.
Texas Democrats say what has Republicans spooked is new enthusiasm for the party and its candidates. And consultant Colin Strother traces it to a decision that new chairman Gilberto Hinojosa made to go outside the state.
When Democrats started sliding in Texas in the mid-90s, we had old-school Democratic consultants who were used to the campaigns being won in the primary. And when the state started moving, the old dogs couldn't learn new tricks.
Analysts say Democrats will need more than attractive candidates. They'll need to appeal to Republican voters if they hope to be successful. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We already have some showers and thunderstorms crossing the Texas coast this morning. We'll see whether or not they can push this far inland. Partial sunshine for today, 85 to 90. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 70. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun, 85 to 90. Again, we could be affected by a shower or two. It'll be partly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. The outlook for Thursday has us partly sunny, with temperatures ranging between 85 and 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:13. No, there doesn't seem to be. I was checking to see what our radar looks like, and doesn't seem to be any shower activity here. Now, over to the east of us, it looks like there might be a little glob of showers, and then there's some down southwest of Houston between Houston and Victoria. But aside from that, then it's not too bad.
You and your fancy weather terms.
I know. It's got all that kind of a glob. Yeah, that's it. So there was a pre-dawn armed robbery of several customers at a suburban Atlanta Waffle House.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and of course, that means that it's time to talk waffles.
Waffle House.
Who better?
I thought the IHOP was a dump until
Lord.
I went into a Waffle House.
Yeah.
Wow, they're not even trying in there. Now, if you've never been to a Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles.
It's Jim Gaffigan.
I love Waffle House.
Yeah.
It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. I've seen a gun five times in my life. Three of them have been in Waffle House.
And we don't have
it's definitely a dangerous feel to them. You know, even the Waffle House sign looks like a ransom note. There's always a letter out. Occasionally it'll be the W, so it'll read Awful House. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision.
Love that.
People are drunk.
You go in there.
Yeah.
You go in there, everyone's drunk.
Yeah.
You know everyone's drunk in Waffle House because they have pictures of the food on the menu. How drunk do you have to be to not remember what a waffle looks like?
Yeah. You grew up with
it. Oh, yeah, it's like a plaid pancake.
Yeah.
How much you guys?
There you go. Jim Gaffigan, but the deal is police say that three men from Philadelphia were robbed of nearly $40,000 in jewelry and iPhones. What are you doing going into a Waffle House with $40,000 in jewelry and iPhones?
Maybe they were rappers.
The victim could be.
They had their shine on, man.
Yeah, they arrived at the Waffle House, sat in a booth at the back of the restaurant. About 5 minutes later, two suspects entered, sat down at the counter, and a few minutes after that, the suspects got up, went to the booth where the victims were sitting, brandishing a gub. The suspects made off with $6,000 gold chain and a medallion, a diamond-covered Rolex watch valued at $20,000, a Rolex Submariner watch valued at $12,000, and a couple iPhones. So, sounds to me like it was mostly the watch.
Not radio personalities.
Once again, if you're...
maybe
if you're,
televangelists.
If you're flashing your Rolex in a Waffle House, aren't you maybe asking for trouble? Just saying, because, you know, not a good thing.
At that point, you are playing the law of averages.
Well, you are. It may not turn out well for you. Anyhow, Anna's here this morning from the Chamber of Commerce. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm wonderful.
Great.
How are you?
Great. What do you got for us today?
Well, we've got several items coming up this month, the first of which is a Lunch and Learn with the City of Bryan Toastmasters. And as always, our Lunch and Learns are free, completely free for our Chamber members.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up on Monday, October 7th, which is coming Monday. It'll be at our chamber office from 11:45 to 1 p.m., and you do need to RSVP to attend these because these Lunch and Learns are no cost. They tend to fill up pretty quickly.
Sure.
So we want you to RSVP and bring your lunch and come join us for that Lunch and Learn. You can find our RSVP online at bcschamber.org, or you can give us a call at the chamber at 260-5200. A couple other things of note coming up. We have a business after hours on October 17th, and that is going to be with Chrome, a salon experience. Mm-hmm. And we will be back at their university location this month. Also coming up on Monday, October 21st, we will have a candidate forum with for our local elections. We've got some people will be from the City of Council for Bryan and College Station, and then also school board elections are also coming up, and I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you will be moderating
that
for us.
I will. I'll
Scott.
Be doing that.
So we always look forward to those. And then finally, another good thing for you guys is the Youth to Career Fair. Every year in October, we invite eighth graders from across the Brazos Valley to come out to the Expo Center and learn about the different career options they have available to them so that they can start planning their high school curriculum to coincide with, you know, the career choices that they want to make. So we invite all of you businesses out there to have a representative, you know, out at the Expo Center to share your career with these eighth graders and make a good impression on them so they can make some good decisions and be a
grow up and be whatever you are, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's going to be on October 23rd. And again, that is free for businesses to attend that and speak to the kids. So there's no cost on that. But we do need you to register. Again, that registration information is all on bcschamber.org, or you can call us again at 260-5200. And then just one thing else this week, we have one ribbon cutting, and that's going to be tomorrow, and that will also be at the chamber office, and that will be for Jezebel's catering and specialty foods. I heard a rumor she's going to have some sweet treats.
If
you have the opportunity, stop by the chamber office tomorrow at 4:30 and help us celebrate with Jezebel's.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit folks from the chamber on Tuesdays on WTAW. And Lee is here this morning from the Humane Society. Well, you got nothing going on, do you?
No, not at all. You want to know what I saw on the way up here?
Tell me what
elevator?
You saw. Yeah.
A bark and build doghouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I was like,
oh,
so, guys,
okay.
What do you got here? Well, it's this doghouse. I was like, Barkinville, huh?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Yeah, the Barkinville is going to be out there. So, I mean, that was very fascinating. Their doghouse, it was not fully assembled yet, but that is going to happen out at Wienerfest, which is this Saturday. Everything starts at... The 5K starts at 7:30. Now, there's pre-registration prior to that for that if you haven't registered, like, now.
Right.
And then there's pre-registration in earlier, I guess I say pre-registration. It's probably actually called the late registration.
Now,
for the races as well. And there is the Dachshund races. There's the Wannabe a Wiener race, which is open to all breeds of dogs. And it's just separated in race groups based on size. And then the costume contest is also open to all breeds of dogs. The 5K in the morning, there will be a group that runs without pets for those who are actually wanting to come out, maybe use it as a training run, and then there will be a complete fun run with your pet. So come out to that. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. There is going to be a lot of booths out there, pet-related items, rescue groups as well. The kids zone will also be up and running as well. So,
you have some music, too?
We do have music, yeah. I am not on the Wienerfest committee, so I don't know what bands are playing, to
okay.
be honest.
Yeah.
And we will have live music. There's two bands. There's one in the morning and one in the mid-afternoon. And I know you'll be out there. We'll have, I believe, Chase Murphy's going to be out there. So come on out and listen to these guys. They're entertaining on the radio.
Well,
right?
And
so
the other
entertaining in person.
The other thing that's interesting, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're saying that the high temperature on Saturday is only going to be 84.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
Right? Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah,
on Saturday.
So should be nice from that standpoint.
And if Wienerfest, if you decide, hey, you know, right before Wienerfest, maybe I want to get my dog microchipped, you can do that at St. Francis Fest, which is on the same day on Saturday at St. Francis Episcopal Church. We'll be out there doing microchipping clinic, along with there will be a rabies vaccination county tag sales as well. And you can have your pet blessed while you're there, maybe for good wishes as they go off to race. So opportunities there.
My dog's going to win. I got an inside card here. Yeah.
So for more information, you can find all of that on our website, aggielandhumane.org. We will be closed on Saturday.
Sure.
Imagine that. We don't have enough staff to cover the shelter as well. So
yeah.
If you are currently missing your dog, come by. With all the rain, we have had lots of intake. People don't think necessarily the rain makes a big difference, but it does. So if you're missing your dog, only you, well, I say dog or cat or bunny.
Or python or whatever.
Yeah, we don't have one of
okay.
those right now.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know what your animal looks like. You can call, but more than likely they're going to still tell you, please come in and look, because without a permanent identification such as a microchip, and if it did lose its collar and tags while it was out gallivanting about the countryside, again, there's no ID on it. We need you to come in and ID it, or somebody, maybe a good friend that knows what your animal looks like. So there's definitely some owned pets in our building, and we'd like to get them back home. And again, we're closed on Saturday, Wienerfest this Saturday as well, along with St. Francis Fest. And that's it for this week.
Okay. If they want some more information, what's the contact number?
AggielandHumane.org. There's a whole entire Wienerfest page. This is the last day for humanitarian nominations as well. And there's under the stories tab, there's a humanitarian nomination form. Or you can come out and visit us at 5359 Leonard Road. That's almost to the Brazos Expo Complex. Or call us at 775-5755.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank
That's
you.
Leah here from the Humane, Aggieland Humane, and Wienerfest is this weekend. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Do you suffer from spine, joint, or nerve pain? Dr. Ramon Fino is a board-certified rehabilitation physician with over 15 years' experience using the most effective non-surgical treatments to identify the source of your pain and restore your lost mobility. For more information on Dr. Fino's proven techniques, log on to myspinerehabdoctor.com or call 693-8263 today. Dr. Ramon Fino, the gold standard of caring for spine, joint, and nerve pain.
glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call. Either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M. Acme Glass.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
The Texas A&M football team will have an open date on the schedule coming up this week, but we're still going to have a Kevin Sumlin radio show tonight over many of these same radio stations.
Having the right values, having the right virtues, you know, we've got a big saying around our place, and I've used it for a while now, that you don't have to be the man, you have to be a man. And a man takes care of his business, his responsibilities, and we try to preach that all the time. And I think that type of responsibility and dealing with things.
Texas A&M's head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Again, the radio show live from Wings and More here in College Station tonight from 7 until 8. Over many of these same stations, we talk about the Arkansas game from last weekend and about the open date and the things the team will be doing. So join us tonight from 7 until 8. There's a toll-free number for you to call with your questions for the coach. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
More valuable real estate. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Your home is probably worth considerably more than it was a year ago. CoreLogic says that in August, home prices were up nearly 12.5% from August of last year. Prices were up nearly 1% from July. The report says more people were looking for houses and supplies were limited. Chrysler posted stronger than expected numbers for last month. Sales were up 1% from September of last year. Chrysler says it was its best September in 6 years. Big retailers saw their business pick up last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up 0.2 percentage points from the prior week. Walgreens has posted stronger quarterly results. The drugstore chain's profit was up 86%, largely because of gains associated with the European acquisition. Walgreens' adjusted earnings and revenue were slightly better than expected. And stock market futures are pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Wix.com.
Hi, I used Wix.com to build a free website recently.
How's the site working for you?
With my new website, business is booming. How cool is that?
Very cool.
It is. I did it all by myself, and I have no tech skills at all. I chose one of the many beautiful template designs available, created something totally original, and the drag-and-drop website builder made it fun and easy to use. My friend said, dude, nothing is totally free, but Wix is free, including hosting. I love you guys!
We love you too, sir.
Visit Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
As more and more people store music as sound files, they're tossing out their compact discs. But those billions of unwanted discs may find a new use, cleaning up sewage. Researchers from National Taiwan University report that they have a method for coating CDs with zinc oxide nanorods, tiny hair-like structures that break down organic compounds in the presence of light. The researchers spin the coated discs underneath UV lights as wastewater drips onto them. They say the systems are more effective than conventional techniques, and there's no shortage of unwanted CDs to use in them. In other news, seismologists in Italy report that iPhones make good seismometers thanks to the phone's motion-sensing devices. Data collected from millions of phones could provide valuable information on earthquakes larger than magnitude 5. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 10 months in the making, the merger of the Scott & White and Baylor Healthcare Systems has been completed. Corporate functions, including human resources and information technology, are based in Temple, while the remaining corporate responsibilities are in Dallas. The new not-for-profit will employ 34,000, including more than 6,000 physicians, at more than 500 patient care sites and 43 hospitals. Since announcing the merger last December, the value of the combined company rose $600 million to $8.3 billion. The main season for West Nile virus stretches from the last week of July through September, but this year nature has been kind to the Brazos Valley. Brazos County Health Department's Mark Johnson says out of 27,000 collected mosquitoes, they haven't gotten a positive reading, but it does help to be cautious.
There's still mosquitoes out there. There's still the possibility of you getting the virus. It's just the likelihood is a lot lower.
Meanwhile, BCHD's Julie Anderson recommends that everyone 6 months and older get a flu shot.
If you have flu-like symptoms, stay home. Don't share your germs with the folks at work. Keep your hands washed and clean. And then you want to keep distance from those who you know are sick.
Anderson says there haven't been any more reported cases of measles or whooping cough after the recent scare. Weekend rains resulted in varying levels of inconvenience. For the second straight year, the Saturday night concert at the Texas Reds Festival was rained out. Save your wristbands, though, because John Conley and Steve Warner will perform at a date to be determined. Also, portions of two Washington County farm-to-market roads were washed out. You can see pictures online at WTAW.com. The TxDOT office in Bryan reports FM 1155 between 912 and 2726 near Brown Tavern is closed, as is 2193 between 1155 and Highway 105. The College Station City Council at its last meeting imposed new school zones and lower speed limits around Consolidated High School. Preceding the unanimous votes, Councilman John Nichols quizzed Public Works Director Chuck Gilman about the variety of speed limits that will take place on Welsh and Nueces around the campus.
There's about a 30-yard or 20-yard stretch of Nueces and Welsh before you get to 2018, and that has to go. I always assumed that was still 25.
Yeah, that will go to 35 because it becomes very difficult.
So you're going to have to post that?
We're working through that right now. We're actually working on a design with a consultant.
So if I'm coming down Welsh and I'm going 25, I can speed up to 35 for 50 yards before I come to the stop bar.
Before you hit the stop bar, yeah.
There'll be a 2-week grace period before police start issuing tickets. A map of the changes is online at WTAW.com. The College Station School Board at its last meeting decided to strive for community accountability even after Governor Rick Perry vetoed a bill that would have helped to develop an alternative to the STAR test. College Station Superintendent Eddie Colson says the idea is to consider the district's individual needs.
Let's look and see what is important to the College Station community, and then let's develop an accountability system that makes sense for us. we want to look at things in terms of academics. Let's build in the SAT or ACT or PSAT. Let's look at how many kids are participating in extracurricular activities.
Colson says the vetoed bill had been unanimously approved by both the Texas Senate and House, and the statewide support of finding an alternative to high-stakes testing has him more determined than ever to work towards a better solution. United Way, the Brazos Valley, has finished the first month of its two campaigns. The seven-county community campaign, according to spokesman Don Dickinson, is well on its way to its goal of $785,000.
I have a lot of verbal reports from businesses who have completed their campaigns, and they all report that they've done a little bit better than they did last year. Those businesses last year totaled about $225,000 worth of campaign dollars last year. And so if those businesses have told me that they're doing a little bit better than this time last year, even though I haven't seen the exact figures, sounds pretty good to me.
Dickinson says the state employee charitable campaign is about halfway to its goal of $625,000. Contact the United Way office if you'd like to host a campaign presentation. The U.S. Department of Education has issued a waiver to Texas from the most strenuous requirements of the Bush-era No Child Left Behind law. The department says it issued the waiver in exchange for a state plan to prepare students for college and career, focus aid on the neediest students, and support effective teaching and leadership. Texas joins 41 states and the District of Columbia that have been issued similar waivers. No Child Left Behind has been up for renewal since 2007. Because Congress has failed to update it, the administration said it would issue waivers around it as a stopgap measure. And the First Lady of Texas, Anita Perry, says she sees abortion as a woman's right. She made the remark to Evan Smith of the Texas Tribune.
Right, but your personal point of view is that it's a person's decision within the law to make that choice.
Well, I don't really think that's making news. I mean, I think that's, you know, yeah, that could be a woman's right. Mm-hmm. You know, just like it's a man's right if he wants to have some kind of procedure.
She also said she agrees with tough new restrictions her husband pushed through via two special sessions, saying they exist to protect women. It's not the first time a wife has differed with her politically powerful husband on this hot-button issue. Both Laura and Barbara Bush have said they're pro-choice. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
November, Reed Arena, Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes. Got it!
The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is good. Oh, my.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
October's here, and the specials at Rattlers just keep on coming. This month, treat yourself to a delicious cup of cappuccino. Any size, only 79 cents. Grab a couple of bags of any Snack Club snacks. Buy one, get one for a dollar off with Rattlers in-store coupon. And while you're at Rattlers, pick up any 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $10.99 where applicable. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. Living in a great community is something we all love. That's why Oldham Goodwin is a business partner with the Arts Council. Whether it's the performing, literary, visual, or even culinary arts, we know that supporting the arts is a sure way to keep making the Brazos Valley a great place to work and live. Join us today in supporting the Arts Council by becoming a business partner. It's a great way to get involved.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today for their fall promotion. Up to $2,000 off on select equipment. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
We already have some showers and thunderstorms crossing the Texas coast this morning. We'll see whether or not they can push this far inland. Partial sunshine for today, 85 to 90. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 70. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun, 85 to 90. Again, we could be affected by a shower or two. It'll be partly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. The outlook for Thursday has us partly sunny, with temperatures ranging between 85 and 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, you already know what that song is,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
That didn't take long at all. I mean, if there's a song that could be considered iconic for its time, this would be it.
Because it's October 1st?
No, there's actually a story about the song itself.
It didn't. Aren't the bass notes the same as some other another famous
song?
Oh,
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Of course you are. So anyway, actually, Ray Parker Jr. has called on an attorney to help him out a little bit. Ray's filed a lawsuit, which he says, what it'll do... Oh, is that? Sorry about that. There we go. Nothing personal. Your yellow light was out, which meant I couldn't tell that your red light wasn't on. Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, but you turn on my heart light, and if we're going to go music from that decade, why not?
I know, exactly. So Ray's filed a lawsuit, which gives us kind of a peek behind just how huge this song really is. Ray Parker claims that he's entitled to 75% of the gross receipts produced by the song.
Okay.
To put this in perspective, he claims the song itself accounted for more than $20 million of box office profits.
Goodness.
Ray says for more than a decade, and possibly as many as three decades, he's been chiseled out of massive amounts of money from EMI and Sony ATV Music. He says he's not exactly sure how much, but he says it's more than $100 million out there.
Good gravy.
Wow, so there you go.
And he needs the money because it's not like he did anything else.
Yeah, that's pretty much...
that was the hit.
Yeah, so anyhow, TMZ reporting that this morning, so just so you know. Yeah, that
song's going to be in my head all day.
Well, but it'll go away eventually.
Every time I see something weird in my neighborhood.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to think of.
Okay. One of my kiddos was a real Ghostbusters nut, and we went to the Ghostbusters firehouse. And, they had... New York Fire Department had special Ghostbuster patches put together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun. Of course, a lot of those guys didn't make it through 9/11, but here you are. So could this sinkhole thing actually now have something that's even worse? You know, we always hear about how sinkholes swallow things up.
Floridians.
Yes. Yesterday morning, five hikers killed by a rock slide at Agnes Vale Falls in Colorado, which is a popular place for hikers. The rocks, according to the sheriff, half the size of a car. Luckily, a 13-year-old girl trapped by the rocks was freed, but recovery crews have scaled back from the area because the situation is just too dangerous. Apparently, five people died because of a rock slide. I haven't heard of that in a long time. And remember how the president was speaking in New York last week? Because it's the big confab at the United Nations, All those diplomats there. Well, delegates to the United Nations apparently were doing a little more than working last week.
Oh, no.
Yes, the New York Post page 6 column, the gossip column, reports that the Gentlemen's Club Flash Dancers was quite busy during the General Assembly, even to the point that they had to turn away diplomats at the door.
Oh.
Word is the politicians weren't super wild. They enjoyed low-key entertainment.
Low-key entertainment?
Don't know what that means. But
so you go back to your hotel room and watch a movie?
Well, no, they were at Flash Dancers, so they weren't watching a movie, but... Anyway, my thought is, though, if they couldn't get in, do they try to show their diplomatic credentials and think that will allow them to somehow...
You know they do.
Okay, that's what it's there for. If it beats parking tickets, might allow you to break in line, too. Take the initiative and do what you can. Anyhow. All right, 47,500 acres of pumpkins harvested each fall. The top-producing pumpkin state is Illinois. And yesterday, I guess I saw the next, I don't know, Kevin, have you done a big pumpkin carving thing?
Yes.
Do that? You know, obviously my kiddos are too old to be doing that now, and you know, every once in a while you might get jazzed up and try to do something other than the typical jaggled-toothed, these are almost triangular eyes and that kind of thing.
I'm actually pretty good at it.
I love carving pumpkins.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I got a kit.
Okay,
that's
now what?
Cool.
Okay, now what did that kit do? I mean, was it a stencil that you
Well,
oh,
it's stencils.
With special knives.
It's stencil straw saws, and because I got particularly good at it, was doing radio station logos. I have one that is also attached to a Dremel.
And that's see, and then what happens though? I mean, you can't freeze the pumpkin and keep it for all the radio stations. Oh, never mind.
Oh, you can't keep them. You can't keep them, but you can keep them longer.
Yeah.
So you can carve them earlier if you cover the inside of them with Vaseline.
Ah, there you go. Hello.
And, hey, good morning. You were talking about the politicians here just a few minutes ago. Yeah, you said low-key entertainment.
Yes.
Well, actually, that's code word for low-key, meaning the Norse god of mirth and merriment.
So. Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
So there was mirth and merriment at Flash Dancers in New York.
But but just with the delegations that had Vikings.
Yeah, who knew? Yeah, they were wearing their hats with the, you know,
Nordic
things on there. All right, so anyway, yes, you were saying, Kit.
Oh, and last year he also collected the seeds and brought them to the station, and his lovely co-host made some delicious toasted seeds, so I'm putting that offer out again this year.
Oh, all right, there you go. Because cleaning the pumpkin is really kind of, you know, scraping that before you get started is quite a task.
You take something nasty and make it beautiful.
Yeah. But yesterday, sometime in the last couple of days, I saw possibly the lamest thing to do with pumpkins. Okay?
And that would be?
These were pumpkin push pins. It's like they have this My Little Kitty push pin that's like 8 inches tall. And all you do is just, you know, stick that into the pumpkin.
So kind of like putting piercings on your pumpkin?
Well, I mean, it's like a tie tack. You just kind of slam it in there, and that's it. And then your pumpkin's decorated?
Yeah.
Come on.
I've got those for my daughter.
Yeah.
Because they're like cartoony.
Okay.
Well, it's fun if you carve it and add something, but just poking into it doesn't seem
good. Don't you want your daughter to carve a pumpkin? Or?
Well, we get more than one.
All right. Okay.
Yes, I'm that geek.
Well, that's cool. I mean, you know, if you get a frequent pumpkin or card, that's a good thing. You get a discount on that.
Do you leave them out in your yard so they just fall in and turn green like a corpse? Or do you throw them away before they get ugly?
Oh, no, I wait till they disintegrate.
Oh, there you are. Leave them on the porch. Exactly. And then, of course, they have the foam ones now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's... And you put a light bulb in them.
Ah.
Well, I mean, that way you've got...
Right. From the street, they look pretty real.
Yeah, they do. Oh, sure. No, they look fine.
It's too safe. I like the knives in the fire, please.
Okay. Well, there you are. That's what's happening. So what's in your cup holder? What's in your... You looked over there, didn't you? You did. You looked. Okay. 44% of cup holders hold change. Okay. 33% actually hold drinks. 19% of cup holders hold phones or other tech devices. 18% of cup holders hold garbage. Garbage.
Change. Lots of change.
Yeah, no, I got the little change thingamapoo there, you know. And but now normally it's like a bottle of water. But, yeah, there have been times, obviously, left the device in there. And you know, there are some fast food joints who make the containers designed for that.
Yep.
And one of the really opportunities that I think McDonald's missed was being the first to make their French fry container round at the bottom so it would fit in there. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I think BK does that.
Well, yeah, I do. I think they do. And I think they do some other product like that as well.
And similarly, I think it's tragic that the Dairy Queen dip cone does not fit in the cup holder.
Now, what would you... Now, look.
I've tried that before.
Why would you do that?
Because if you're buying several... And you only have enough. You have to drive with one hand.
Well,
and
why can't they come with you? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're going to be responsible for having drippage in your car.
I know.
And it's not, you know. No, it's, and I mean, if you're trying to surprise somebody, soft serve is probably not the thing to do.
So I'm saying if it was made to fit in the cup holder,
yeah, well,
or someone would invent something that the ice cream could fit down.
Are you going to run your air conditioning at 28 degrees so it'll stay some form of solid by the time it gets to wherever it's going, unless going around the house?
Yeah, but it's a dip cone. It's got a solid outside on it.
And as soon as they take a bite, then that destroys the shell.
A geyser of ice cream.
Right, and it just runs down their arm, which is, you know, delightful. But that's fine. Do whatever you want to do. But I'm thinking surprising people with maybe bags of potato chips would probably give you a little more shelf life there.
It's not as fun. Because,
you know, I know, but if you get stopped by the police officer, he doesn't care that you're taking soft-serve dip cones, right? I'm sorry, ma'am, you're doing 48 in a 20, but I was trying to get my dip cone to my friends. No, that one won't float. Am I wrong? I'm just saying. I'd say, do whatever you want to with your friends. I'm just saying that probably trying to surprise them
with
dip cones.
You're assuming that these dip cones are for someone else.
Well, you said for friends.
I think I said several dip cones.
Oh, okay. Well,
The right interior landscaping can make for a more productive place to work. Lots of healthy green plants not only improve your employees' disposition, but also filter toxins and impurities from the air. That's why many businesses in our area use Green Teams for their interior landscaping. Green Teams also has short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
9 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kat's gone right now. When she comes back, we have a solution to her dilemma.
For cup holders?
Yeah, so got that. Figured it out for you. Dorothy Peel celebrated her 111th birthday over the weekend. Drinking has helped a UK woman live that long, she says, and smoking too. She said, I drank regularly throughout the day, and in the morning I had a half pint of sherry. For lunch, a gin and tonic, and around 7 p.m. a small ginger ale with a bit of whiskey. These days I just have the sherry now and again. She smoked about a pack a day for most of her life, decided to pack in the smoking when she turned 103. Decided to cut back.
Oh, man.
She got bronchitis. Doctor warned her that her life could be in danger. At 103. Okay.
At that point?
Yep.
You're just keeping score.
Sure. She used to smoke 20 cigarettes a day.
That's a pack, isn't it?
It is. I guess it used to be. I have not been tempted and have the odd cigarette at Christmas or New Year's along with my pink champagne, which is my favorite drink of all time. But there is another ingredient to Dorothy's longevity. She hasn't been worn down by the endless drama and stress and the inevitables that come with starting a family. She never had any kids. Said, I think not. Having had kids helped. That's probably why I look and feel so good at 113. Well, they certainly give you gray hair, and sometimes they make you lose your hair. So, she could be right. We'll see. 113. Black eye for the PR people who put up the billboards to advertise the upcoming biopic Diana about the former Princess of Wales. One of the billboards was put up right outside the tunnel where she died in the car crash.
Oh, that's tacky.
The company which put up the posters said there were several thousand of the boards in and around Paris. Several thousand? Really? And just an unfortunate coincidence that one turned out to be where the paparazzi captured that fatal accident. Ad agency has since removed it. So there. All right, so Kat, we have a solution for your dilemma.
Oh, yes?
Yes, we have listeners always willing to help you out.
Oh, I'm so glad.
When you go to the Dairy Queen to get your soft serve, then just ask for extra napkins. And you stuff them in there, you see. Then you place the cone in.
This is somebody that's obviously done this before.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is, then you end up with a coney nest. See, like Condé Nast. See, it was close.
Oh, okay, never mind. Wow.
Look for a Disney flick about 101 Dalmatians villainous Cruella de Vil. This would not be a sequel or a prequel. The Hollywood Reporter says that the House of Mouse has hired a writer to flesh out a live-action feature film.
Hmm.
Glenn Close, who played Cruella in 1996 and in the 2000 sequel, 102 Dalmatians, would be executive producer of the film. How does that work? How does she get to do that? I mean, that's not her, you know, she doesn't own that character. But, you know.
That was probably terms of the contract or
maybe
something.
Maybe so. Could be. So. Someday everything we own will have a tracking device.
Mm.
Or we may have a tracking device, but that's another story. There will be privacy issues, of course, but the upside is that theft will pretty much disappear. For example, the Michigan thieves who came across a piece of equipment they probably thought would fetch them a pretty penny on eBay. It was a defibrillator. Unfortunately for them, it had a tracking device in it. Pretty easy just to go, you know, follow the little beeps and go pick it up. Oh, by the way, they're in the hoosegow now. The NFL, do you see this? Thinking about reducing their preseason slate from 4 games to 3 games. Now, that breaks my heart. And then adding another postseason game because we need everybody to get in there. Everybody needs to be in the playoffs.
No, that's the NHL.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, they're going to expand the playoff field, they say, to 12 to 14. The regular season still consists of 16 games. Sources told ESPN the new scheduling format would be implemented as soon as 2014, though it's unlikely that it would happen that quickly. Well, we'll see. And I don't know anything about this. WCFC, the World Champion Full Contact, a.k.a. White Collar Fight Club. Do you know anything about
No.
that?
Tell us about it.
I will. At a recent Midway Meltdown event hosted by WCFC, which is, again, the World Championship Full Contact, a.k.a. White Collar Fight Club, one fighter took the word meltdown a bit too literally, refused to heed the referee's call to step away from his opponent. Instead, Dave Smith went right back to hurling blows at the obviously yielding opponent, Mike Hocking.
Time to pull out the taser.
This forced the alternate ref, Lee Ambler, to jump into the ring. Without a second thought, the ref seized Smith and went immediately into the destructive suplex that shut Smith down for good. I don't know what any of that means.
Maybe it's a move or something.
I guess so. WCFC has since moved to ban Smith from future events. Yeah, when they tell you don't do it, don't do it.
This sounds like a redneck excuse. Oh, you remember the World's Toughest Men contest?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what that sounds like
okay.
to me.
Anything but a beer, broken beer bottle is legal.
Pretty much.
Hi, I'm Allison Windham with Windham Construction. The promise of fall brings football games, school gatherings, and the holidays. Want your home to look its best? Windham Construction can help. Consider closing in your porch for the perfect fall setting. It provides flexible living space and eliminates dust and insects. We offer an exclusive window screen system that allows you a myriad of ways to expose or close out the elements. Perfect for entertaining guests or just relaxing. Whatever your dream project may be, kitchens, bathrooms, or updating for fall guests, call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
This is John Greenhut, and I'm here with Jessica so she can tell you what a white smile means to her.
To have a bright white smile, it means that I can look prettier, feel better about myself, and when I see someone with a white smile, it gives them a better appearance, and I like that.
Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. To try Power Swabs risk-free and get free shipping and handling, call 1-800-281-2024. That's 1-800-281-2024. 1-800-281-2024.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
All right, I don't know if this is good or not. Twitter has launched Twitter Alerts, an international feature that informs users of emergencies and natural disasters in real time.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Okay. Especially useful when other forms of communication aren't available. Twitter alerts will be sent directly two phones as SMS or as a push notification on mobile devices for users that are on Twitter on iPhone or Android. My problem is, can it be hacked? See, that's my, I mean, I understand what the importance of it can be, especially when other forms of information are not available, which is something just as a frame of reference people need to remember. If you're in a situation that's really crowded where the broadband, where the bandwidth is limited, text rather than call uses a heck of a lot less bandwidth. But anyway, Twitter alerts are intended for warnings of imminent danger, preventative instructions, evacuation directions, urgent safety alerts. Twitter users can activate alerts from organizations they choose by going to the account of the organization. Again, as long as it's protected, as long as people can't wrongfully get in there and
no zombie.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, but again, that's people